one if by land, two if by sea. Minuteman Radio continues with your host, the president of the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, Chris Simcox.
Welcome back, listeners, to KKNT 960 AM Talk Radio, Minuteman Radio, coming to you live, a live remote broadcast from the King's Anvil Ranch, just north of the border with Mexico in Sasebo, Arizona, Sasebo in Three Points. We just want to let you know that hopefully you'll bear with our technical glitches if the voices break up or anything like that. We're talking to you from a ranch house that was built in probably the turn of the century, with phone lines that I think that are from the turn of the century as well. So we're not the best hookup, but we're making the best of it as we can here as the rugged individualist here in Arizona always do, right? We can Pony Express this in, we would, but we've got to use these lines. So calling from California, I believe we have a caller, Mary, from Napa. How you doing, Mary?
Hi, I'm doing fine, Chris. Hey, I just have a concern, being a Californian, that with this recent incident that you just mentioned about Jim Gilchrist and the one in San Diego, he has a pretty bad reputation in California. And when I go out and talk to friends and try to convince them to join MCDC, they immediately bring that up, and I say, but that's not the same group.
True, and it's not. I appreciate you bringing that up, and it's true. It's one of the reasons why Jim and I separated,
because we
had a different approach to the issue. Jim sure likes the sensationalism of it, and often will go head to head with people in the street, and often will say things that we don't agree with. But in this instance, I have to appreciate the fact that he is bringing them out of the woodwork, bringing them out of the closet.
I think he was right on that particular thing, but it does make it real hard to recruit when they think that that we are associated with the same group.
I agree. That is a problem, and we've had other groups that have used the Minuteman name who don't want to abide by our SOP, don't want to have a reasoned, logical approach to the problem and keep the focus on the U.S. government, and it is problematic. But let's let everyone know right now, this is Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, not the Minuteman Project. We appreciate the Minuteman Project's efforts as long as they don't make us look bad, I guess, or have anyone make the movement look bad. And it is about a movement. So
well,
I appreciate you bringing that up.
But I'll continue to try to recruit. But I sure wish I had something in writing that I could show to them that was official rather than just me trying to tell them.
Yes, and there that split was chronicled with Fox News and some other news agencies, and we're just trying not to make a big deal about it until it comes up. But MinutemanHQ.com is your headquarters for Minuteman Civil Defense Corps, the nation's largest neighborhood watch group and civic activist around the country, with over 8,000 strong, 54 chapters around the nation and growing.
Well, I'm so one of the newer ones, and I'm a registered member now, so I will do my best to recruit new members.
Thank you, Mary. We appreciate that.
Okay.
I know it's difficult in California.
Good luck.
You take care. Thank
Bye.
You. And, of course, California is ground zero. Ground zero that those out there listening, of course, in California or around the country, everyone can go to our Minuteman HQ website, click on the Listen to the Radio Show, or you can go to KKNT960.com. So that's www.kknt960.com to listen over the Internet. And we have Sarah sitting here waiting patiently. I just found out this is your second time of doing a broadcast from here on the border. Sarah came all the way from Alaska. Where in Alaska, Sarah?
On the Kenai Peninsula in Cook Inlet.
Cook Inlet. Sounds like a beautiful place.
It is.
Now, what would make a little closer. What would make you leave Alaska to come down here to Arizona?
Oh, because this is where the Minuteman action is.
Most of it. Is this your first time? So this
yeah.
is your second?
It's my second time, yes.
Your second muster. So you were here back in April?
Yes.
Yeah, and Sarah stayed the whole month then also, so she's a trooper.
So you're a 30-dayer?
Yes.
Great. And you're a rugged individualist, obviously?
Oh, of course.
Camping out here. And so what are the accommodations like? Do you bring your own trailer?
I got a great tent.
Oh, a great tent.
I bought a new one.
Great. And not so great weather so far on and off this month. It's amazing we're getting this late monsoon season bringing a lot of rain in. So what have been your experiences so far here working with Minuteman Civil Defense Corps?
Well, I'm meeting a lot of tremendous people. That's really what I take home with me.
Fantastic. So I know that's always the camaraderie and the
yes.
the spirit of these great patriots all coming together, and like yourself. What did you do in your careers?
Oh, I'm a commercial fisherman.
A commercial fisherman from Alaska. Wow. Down
She's
here.
Very yeah. good with a knife.
Well, I'm sure, you know, cleaning fish.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, she won't wear a weapon because all she needs is her knife.
Her tool, her self-defense
her
tool of choice would be a good sharp knife.
That's a tool that I use all the time, every day. And I usually buy cheap ones, and I use them for pry bars and screwdrivers and mm-hmm. clean kelp off the running line. And you know, I don't know how people live without a knife on their belt.
It's just part of life, having that. Well, and fortunately, have you had encounters with suspected illegal aliens since you've been out here?
I saw some last time. I haven't seen any this time yet.
This time. Well, the month is young.
Yeah.
So I'm sure, like I said, we've had some activity already today with 7 sighted, 3 apprehended that we know for sure. Of course, apprehended by Border Patrol with the help and the aid of Minutemen
Civil
Defense
Corps, right.
volunteers, world's largest neighborhood watch group. So any other memorable experiences for you?
Well, I saw 2 deer last night and saw a couple jackrabbits, and we were visited by a friendly skunk.
Hopefully it didn't stay long or leave anything behind.
No, hey, that was so neat, you know. It comes up over the cut bank, and it was getting pretty dark, and I glassed back, and I said, that black lump wasn't there before. So I watched. Well, it's moving a little bit. Well, it must be moving. It wasn't there before. And it's coming about 25 feet away and coming right toward me. No. Oh, it's got a white stripe on it. Oh, I know who you are. And then he turned and wandered off.
Well, that's a good thing. I know. You know, and we've had people from Alaska and Hawaii, believe it or not. We had a group from 2 men from Hawaii last time. So I think we've almost had representation from all 50 states. But a lot of people out there who are listening have got to ask, is illegal immigration a problem in Alaska? And why did you come here to help with the border, with border security issues? That's what everyone needs to understand. And so many people say, well, I'm from Iowa. It doesn't bother me. It's not an Iowa issue. We even had a senator who told us about 8 months ago that he wasn't interested in the border issue. He's not a border state, and so the border security issue was not his problem. Unfortunately, now he's losing in his bid for reelection, and we hope to meet with him this week. He's now come around and said, oh, can you guys come out here and help campaign with me? You know, I need the Minutemen support because I'm losing. I'm losing on this issue, and I realize now how important it is. So, you know, we all need to stick together as Americans. You're right.
Better late than never.
It's an American issue, and we appreciate you coming down and giving up your time.
Well, I've had the benefit of living in this wonderful country, and I want to turn the same wonderful country over to my grandson.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's such a concern for so many people. We're doing this for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren.
And Sarah's part of the Granny Brigade, too.
Very good. The Granny Brigade. Okay, folks, that's Sarah from Alaska. We'll be right back after this break. MinutemanHQ.com. Minuteman Radio.